you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 16th, 2020. It's Memorization Monday, which typically means we'll have a special guest. Maybe it's a pastor or an evangelist or a friend or a couple, somebody that has an interest or liking to this verse or will help us talk about it and share and give some glimpses or insights into their faith journey and why it's a special verse for them. And today our special guest is, do we say the reverend or the evangelist or follower of Jesus, Tom Richardson, or do we say Tom? Oh, you mean the guy married to Diane, that sweetie? Yep, Tom Richardson's in the studio. A dear friend. Gosh, we've known each other, 20, maybe 30 years, a long time. I think ever since I came to the greater Champaign-Urbana area.
Yeah.
30 or so years, maybe during the Urbana missions conventions. Or
how come you don't look any older?
Yeah, we're all a little older, but Tom, I've known you from the racquetball courts, and one of the exciting things about introducing you to our radio listening family today is that our Springfield and Decatur and Whitehall and Beardstown and Macomb and Bloomington listeners haven't been introduced to you, at least formally through our broadcast. Our Great News Radio listeners, I think usually every couple years we've had you in to share tips on evangelism or some of your faith journey or where God has you at what part of the world and how you're leading people to know him in a greater, ever-expanding way. So I'm kind of excited for some of the listeners that have never been introduced to you and some of your faith journey. But today we're going to be looking at Colossians 3:17, which is one of my favorite verses. I think Colossians 3:17 and 3:23, which are so similar. Colossians 3:17 is, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So we'll be talking about that. But 3:23 is, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." So I love both of them, but we'll be looking at Colossians 3:17. "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And Marianne, who you're used to hearing her on Mondays, most Mondays, joining
Hello.
Me, will be reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. So, Tom, welcome to our studios, and we look forward to you helping us divide and think about this verse. And it was one, some months ago, you said, "Hey, I'd be happy to talk about Colossians 3:17. Why did that one jump out with all the verses you could pick or divide or share with everyone?
I don't remember. It's a great verse.
Yeah.
It's a great verse. And you have to look at it because one of the first things when I was reading it, it struck me that you could possibly just kind of read it backwards, that you could do whatever you were inclined to do and do it in the name of the Lord. And that's not what it means.
Interesting.
So we can talk more about it when...
We're going to get you all fired up. We've already prayed you up. We've prayed up the program. And when a listener says, what does he mean they prayed up the program? Before each and every program, without fail, I think for the 25 years that Great News Radio has been on the air, I don't think there's ever been a program where beforehand, before we went on the air, that we didn't pray it up. That's just fundamental. We always ask God to use what's said and shared to bring him glory. We ask for clarity, like if we say something that's maybe not quite right, however the Holy Spirit could sift that out, or maybe just it doesn't fall on attentive ears, or we ask God to bring points of application into people's lives, or bring healthy Holy Spirit conviction where if something is said and it's from him, that it'll bring either a greater awareness or a direction or a God-inspired truth that'll penetrate maybe a hardened heart or equip them for that day. So we always pray that.
I think you just described this verse.
I'm so appreciative that you always do that. We always do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, in case a listener says, what does pray up mean? That's actually not a biblical phrase, but it's a used in Christian circles,
right.
And what it means is to pray for.
Right, right.
Just pray for the program.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that term, prayed up.
Yeah, I don't know where I got it. I've used that for a long time. And when we say pray up or we're praying for, we pray specifically for you. So as we would attempt to divide this, to talk about it, to share it, and even when we have some maybe silly stories or fun anecdotes or things that are shared, yeah, that we hope will be an encouragement or lighten your load or, you know, bring some humor to maybe these harder times. So we do ask that God uses what's said and shared, and we do desire that you're attentive, and maybe it's conversational too. Maybe you learn something and then you write us, or you appreciated, you know, what was shared because it helped you with a decision you were making. So,
or then you could share it with somebody else.
Exactly.
Tom. We do love to get mail.
Yes. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843.
Shall I read?
Yes.
Okay, these are the words of Robert J. Morgan. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to whatever you do verses. These are sweeping commands spanning all our words, thoughts, attitudes, and actions designed to make us...
That's okay.
Designed to make us living doxologies. There are two such verses here in Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That's verse 17. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically, as something done for the Lord and not for men. Verse 23. I'm intrigued by the phrase in verse 17, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That means we should do everything as though Jesus Himself were doing it. Our every word should be as though Jesus were speaking it. Recently, I had a medical procedure requiring anesthesia. The hospital wanted to know if I had a durable power of attorney, and they asked who would make the decisions in my name should a crisis arise. The person who acts in my name does so with full legal authority, as though I myself were making the decision. This verse tells us that whatever we say in life, we're to say it as though Christ were saying it. Whatever we do in life, we're to do as though Christ were doing it. Whatever we do in word or deed, we're to do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Furthermore, we're to do it with thanksgiving. In Christian living, the small things we do are often bigger than the large things we accomplish. The Lord delights in small things. But whether small or large, let's do it all in the name of Christ for the glory of God. That's our calling. Okay. And here's some things some scriptures that he has listed.
Yeah, it's like eight different bullet points.
Yeah. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. Plan carefully what you do, and whatever you do will turn out right. Proverbs 4:26. Now, I just have to stop there. In the Greek, that actually says, consider carefully what you do, and whatever you do will be established and steadfast. It doesn't say you'll turn out.
Yeah.
That's one of those modern translations.
Sure.
Work hard at whatever you do. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Do faithfully whatever you do. 3 John 5. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically, as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing you'll receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:23-24.
And that was the formerly mentioned verse.
Yeah, sure was. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:17. Remember that God is going to judge you for whatever you do. Ecclesiastes 11:9. That's succinct. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for God's glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31.
Yeah, that's another great one.
Yeah. And here's a quote by Mother Teresa. We can do no great things, only small things, with great love. And I suppose there's no need to explain who Mother Teresa was. That's incredible. She was something.
Hey, when you were reading, I underlined from the first page, that means we should do everything as though Jesus Himself were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the wristbands that everyone wore for a period of time. What would Jesus do?
Or that
book, I can't remember, that book that talks about...
What was that?
You know, doing it as if Jesus was doing it.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Hang in there with us, listener. We're getting there.
Call in right now, Roger Weisgarber. Tell me what I'm talking about.
Somebody help us. We're putting up a signal.
So, Tom, I know from your many days and hours and years of witnessing, even on the racquetball court, that was kind of a fundamental practice of yours to play. I won't say to play like Jesus would play. I don't know. I don't think he ever played racquetball.
I think he'd been better than I was.
sure he played lots of sports as a boy, hockey type stuff.
But to have the aroma of Christ, to be a witness, a living evidence of Christ on the court, I mean, that's been something that you've wanted to always do or express or replicate. Like, how would Jesus be on that racquetball court? And I think that was the early days of getting to know you, is that was kind of a way that we witnessed to, because we had some pretty wild people on those courts on those early days.
And sometimes maintaining that attitude while trying to win is challenging.
It's true.
Yeah, we are all pretty competitive. But I've appreciated your witness these many years, and I didn't, I guess, formally introduce you, but you've been an evangelist that's literally traveled the world. I don't even know how many countries. I know you used to say, I think I'm over 7 million miles of flights.
Wow.
And, I'm going to be in this part of the world, then over in the Philippines, and then I've been asked to come and put on, a workshop or a symposium or a training, and then I go to there. And yeah, let's see, the last 6 months, I think I've been home 2 weekends. I mean, that's been a period of many, many years.
That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, Tom.
Yeah.
Of course, you weren't doing it for that reason.
No, but my daughter loved it. Yeah, I figured out that from going and coming and going and coming, and some countries over and over again, but my passport's been stamped or scanned over 200 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, here's what's gratifying to me, Mark. And this sounds a little egotistical, but it makes me happy. I tried to figure out a while back, how many people have I had the privilege of praying with as they made a first-time commitment or a recommitment to Christ? And I think now it's right around 10,000.
My word.
Yeah, it's been your life work. And I know even some of the training materials and some of the things you've written has been even translated. I remember one golf outing or fundraising event was to secure funds for something to be put into Spanish, or that was some years ago.
Yeah, it is in Spanish, yes.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
Appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll have you back to talk about tips on evangelism and how to reach people with the love of Jesus. But this Colossians 3:17 verse, the one that we're looking at today, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, that's kind of interesting, do it all in the name. And that's kind of interesting, too. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, not in your own name, not in your own abilities, or not how creative or the gift sets that you have. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then who's getting the thanks of the glory through it? God is, giving thanks to God the Father through him, through Jesus. But what strikes you about this passage? Why is it one that is favored by you?
The first thing that struck me about it is, if you didn't get it in the context, you read that other verse that's just a few verses later, and I think that's important to it, because I think if you read verse 17 by itself, you could possibly think you could do whatever you were inclined to do and do it in the name of the Lord. And that's not true. You don't do whatever you feel like doing in the name of, I'm going to bop you in the name of the Lord or some silly thing like that. But we're ambassadors. I don't know if you've had the privilege of meeting very many ambassadors, but I have. Speaking at international churches in Tokyo, Japan, and Beijing, China, and Nairobi, Kenya, and Florence, Italy, and Bangkok, Thailand, and Singapore, and Jakarta, Indonesia, and Brussels, Belgium, and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and Wellington, New Zealand, and Manila, and the Philippines, and Tangier, Morocco. A lot of those international churches have ambassadors in them. And I enjoyed meeting them, not because of I got to meet one, because they're so impressive. They're never off focus.
They're never off message.
That's what I was trying to say. They're never off message. And they engage you. They're just people that they're approachable. They're not aloof. And they just represent, they're always representing their country.
That's true.
Always. They're never, I don't know what they do when they get home, but but
no, that is true.
But when I was with them, they're never off target. as those ambassadors for those countries, they showed me a lot about what it meant to be an ambassador for Christ. Mm-hmm. That were never off message.
They know that everything they say could be used against them or against their country or against their, and that everything can be used for their country. So they always try and say what represents what they are representing, their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we are, because one of the guys that you and I used to play racquetball with a lot, he said to me one day, he said, I watch everything you do, and I listen to every word you say.
Oh, my.
And you and I prayed for him for a very long time. And finally, one day in one of our discussion groups, before it started, he said, I got something to say. And so we said, please do. And he said, I've been listening to you guys, because he was listening to you too, Mark, a lot. And he said, I need to tell you that I was driving down the street the other day thinking about all the things you guys have said. And he said, I pulled over to the side of the road and gave my life to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think we'd prayed for him for 10 years, Mark.
Right, right.
Wow.
And so, you know, I think that illustrates this verse.
And I think I remember that occasion, and I know exactly who you're talking about. And what I think finally broke through, and I don't want to disclose too much, but it was God's grace.
Oh.
And his name is somewhat similar to that, and it was pivotal point when he recognized God's grace for him and personalized this loving God that extended grace to him. Because he had made various choices throughout life, but was a pretty decent guy overall.
Oh, yeah,
but
a nice guy.
But the grace really permeated maybe his hardened heart at the time, or he accepted God's grace.
What a testimony.
And yeah.
Well, there's more to it than Mark and I, too. He had Christians in his family. His son-in-law was a high visibility person because of his achievements. And he was a Christian man.
You bring up such an interesting point, Tom, because those ambassadors, I went to school with the ambassadors' children from around the world. Those ambassadors, when they spoke, everybody knew. I mean, everything they did and said was a representation of India or Pakistan or of America. Mm-hmm. They didn't just go around, you know, hey, I think this, I think that, because people were listening.
Their personal opinions were irrelevant.
They were listening. And so, to put that in a context of being an ambassador for Jesus, everywhere we go, everything we say is to represent, you know, our Lord. That's huge.
It is.
It's huge.
We can never be off message.
Yeah.
And those ambassadors, it's not about their glory or
who they are.
It's always deferred back to, I serve this great country, or I serve this great king, or I'm a representative of this policy.
Yeah, it is.
Even if they have their own bias or policies or whatever, they don't allow that to surface because they're representing, you know, their president or their country. So in the same way with this Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's being his ambassador, being his representative, conveying what he would want us to convey. And it kind of raises that bar up that we have to come to that realization. It's not about us.
No.
It's about us loving as he would have us love. Are we exhibiting his love and extending the care and compassion that he would want us to extend?
Absolutely. You know, when people are around us, who do they see? Mm-hmm. You know, who do they see in us? Do they see Tom? Do they see Mark? Who do they see? Or do they see Jesus in us?
Yeah.
So I'm glad I can see Jesus in you, Mark.
Yeah, it's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
It's a humbling job, I'll tell you that.
Marianne, you're great.
No, but that would be, I think, for all of us that follow Jesus, the ultimate, that we do reflect Christ in such a way that people really do see Jesus. And that would probably be most of all of our prayers today is, Lord, help me get out of the way. Help the baggage that I carry not be a hindrance. Mm-hmm. Let that fragrance of Christ be evident that people say, you have something that I want. I mean, hopefully, of course, the Bible does say sometimes our fragrance, it woos people towards God, or it almost is like has a revolting effect, some that just don't want to have anything to do with godly
Jesus
things.
But yet they were created to know him.
That's right. That's good.
There's something inside. You were talking a little while ago, Mark, off the program about being in a bakery. A lot of aroma in there. And you walked out with several things.
Yeah, that's right.
You were talking about a bakery. Thank you for bringing that back up.
Yes.
That you got cookies from it.
Sunrise Bakery in Decatur.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to have that couple on the air someday to talk about their bakery and what they're doing.
That's
they carry
awesome.
The prime
That's
lifetime
great.
Paper. But, yeah, that fragrance. Oh, yeah. And I was telling you about the pumpkin cookies and the fresh breads. And
all good fragrance.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should just ask everyone who's listening that's not a Christian, you know, forgive us believers when we don't represent Jesus in accuracy.
Yeah.
Because we want to.
Right.
And sometimes that does happen, and we do need to do what you just said.
Yes, we do.
But there's also times that people who don't know Christ have a false concept of what he's like and how he would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to overcome that, too.
Yeah, true, too.
Well, Tom, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot, but to see if you'd be available for tomorrow, Testimony Tuesday, to share some of your faith journey, and then also to share some of those tips, some of the ways, the methods, the means, the mechanisms that we can be that positive influence, that ambassador for God, that we can be, whether it's a bridge builder or a vehicle that God uses to help people understand his love and his care. And so we'll have you back for Testimony Tuesday. I'm only a bit reluctant. I wish Diane was with you to share some of her faith journey, too, but we'll save that for maybe another time. But could you maybe commit to giving us 5 or 7 tips or methods to reach those lost friends or those family members we care about?
I'll look forward to being here.
All right. Well, today's verse, this week's verse is Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do. Wow. All-inclusive, Marianne, what do you think? And whatever you do?
Like Tom said, it's not just what you think you might like to do. It's what you're to be doing.
Yeah.
That covers impulsive behavior, too, doesn't it?
No.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, mm-hmm. do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. A great verse for us to take to heart, to think about, to ponder, to put into action, and just to praise God for it, because he delights in working in and through us, and you can be that healing agent, that vehicle that he uses today to be his ambassador so that others can have the peace and the assurance and know and understand that good news message of Jesus, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So we'll talk some more with Tom Richardson tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Tom Richardson with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.